Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to present to some, introduce to others, the CEO and the host of WBSW Internet Talk Radio, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, sometime called Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the Love Guru. WBSW Internet Talk Radio have listeners and watchers in 21 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My. God has blessed us again. We're going to make it do what it do. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host, truly, of an awesome show called Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. We're going to focus on issues in our neighborhood block by block, and we're excited about that because it gives us a chance to go from the ground root level, and that's what it's all about. It's the real ground root talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. I want you to keep that in mind. Keep that thought in mind. Are we focusing on issues block by block, or are we trying to allow it to come and the problem solver to come from the top down? It is time to work from grassroots up. That's what this show is all about. And we're so glad to come before you. Our call-in number so you can be a part of the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location, then ask you to join the chat talking about our title today, Relationship. Communication is essential to our well-being. Not only just for a relationship, just for our well-being. So we're going to talk about some points related to that, and we want you to join in because we're being broadcast several ways today like we always are. On Blog Talk Radio, you can connect with us, www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Also, you can check us out on Twitter. The show can you can tweet the show at WBSW underscore internet underscore talk underscore radio, at the Smith Bay Production, at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. Instagram, you check us out. We have two vehicles working today. Let me say that. We got two vehicles on the go, meaning they're rolling today, broadcasting live for us. And that's at President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, at Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We're partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, making sure we can get the word out by being partners, and they're sharing this with all of their followers who's a part of it. And we thank you so much, the Brothers of Greenville, Alabama, for taking an opportunity to partner with WBSW Radio, the internet station. And we're so glad because we wanted to first start it strictly doing our broadcast through social media back in 2017. So God has blessed us to now to move to the point where we're very excited. 442 episodes. And God is so good. And we're thankful. We're at the noonish hour. We're glad to have an opportunity. We're also being broadcast on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDiBertoSmith. Man, we plan to have an awesome time today, so we want you to make sure you take this chance to get, you know, just sell out. If you had lunch, it's fine. If you're having an opportunity job to tune in, thank you so much for having that, you know, taking that chance to be a part of it. We're also broadcast in a playback form, on-demand episode through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, YouTube television, and Blog Talk Radio. WBSW Radio, the internet station. I want to say it again. The internet station has listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including the United States and north of the border, Canada, and south of the border, Mexico. And we're just ready to expand even more. God is so good. He's blessing us. Again, our title for today's show is Relationship, Communication, is essential to our well-being. Again, I want you to think about how important is communication. Let me give a shout-out to these individuals where we're able to communicate with because they're able to watch or listen. We got Zayman.butt.509-5110. We'll give a shout out to Jillian Davis. Thank you, Jacqueline, out of McKenzie, Alabama, joining us. Keith Alexander, a brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, brother, for taking time. There are many others I know that will join us as we go on, but I try to give a shout out as we move through the show. Again, you can talk with us personally by calling Blog Talk Radio 347-857-4192. Just press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. Just ask for your location and your name if you choose to, then ask you to chat about relationship. Communication is essential to our well-being. All right, let's kind of get this story, this show started off. You know, we got it kind of tongue-tied today. We got to loosen that tongue up. You know, in the mid of the hour, you had to loosen it up. So it's good to have an opportunity to be able to loosen it up. We're going to focus on what does communication in a relationship look like. I want to ask you that question, and I want you to be able to comment. You can comment. This is comment. It is interactive. You can comment on Facebook. Or you can comment on Instagram. There are places where you can ask questions or just make your comment. We'll give a shout-out to Shanita, to Ms. Shanita Arrington Mitchell, joining us as well. Thank you so much, Shanita, for taking time to be a part of it. We want to look at discussing what does communication look like in a relationship. Think about it for a second. The ultimate goal is making sure you do, you have effective communication. I talk about communication on all of my shows, but particularly on the Love Cap. That's aired on the second and fourth Thursday of each month. On the second and fourth Thursday, you get an opportunity to hear about love. And one of the most important things about communication and so essential is being able to listen. You have to listen first and talk second. If you're in a relationship and the person you are constantly trying to out-talk you, constantly not open to the hard conversation, then there's going to be some challenges in that relationship, marriage, or whatever it may be. I want to give a shout out to one of the chapter brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, out of Greenville, Alabama, Brother Marvin Smith, also a co-host that joined us from time to time on our Wednesday night sports talk show, Talking Sports Plus Primetime. Brother Smith, thank you for taking the opportunity to join us. Let's look at those ways we can communicate in a relationship. We have to always keep in mind expressing yourself honestly is most important to your relationship. We look at communication and we see it is so essential because we have to be able to work on our well-being. See, the title said communication based on relationships, it's essential for our well-being. Let's take a trip down the well-being avenue. First of all, our well-being fits into five categories. And those five categories start off with physical. See, our physical well-being is important. That's why we have to communicate through whatever means we have to make sure we're healthy like we're supposed to. Mentally. We have to, again, be able to communicate and a thought process and whatever we're thinking about to that partner in a relationship. Emotion. See, we have to have emotions and show emotions. That's an essential well-being as well as physical and mental. Now, two others that sometimes we forget about, and they're most important to a successful, healthy relationship, and that's spiritual. See, you have to find what side you're going to be on and where you're going to focus on in your relationship. Your spiritual well-being is so important. You have to be willing to be committed to praising our Lord and Savior. You know, some people say, well, you know, that might not be me. But you have to make sure you work on that well-being because it's important, because it's essential that God, as He ordained a relationship. See, just remember, God's the only one can ordain a relationship. A relationship, whether it's a family relationship, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a romantic relationship, whether it's a partnership, God is the only one can ordain it. And when he ordained that relationship, He looks down to see how you're operating. One of the most important things we talk about how essential communication is to a relationship is that those well-beings are so important because you have to look at things like in your spiritual aspect, how you are internally fixed. The question is, whatever we go through life, whatever it might be, an abusive relationship, a bad relationship, we pick up certain skills. Those skills have a bearing on our spiritual well-being. Because, see, God is smiling down on you when he knows you are loving and caring from your inner self. Your inner self includes your heart and soul. Whenever a relationship begins to chisel away at your heart and soul, that's not the right relationship for you. Whenever a marriage begins to chip away from your heart and your soul, that is not the marriage for you. So you can be married to the wrong person. You can be in a relationship with the wrong person. It's essential that we focus on well-being because communication is required through each and every one of those. See, if you have somebody, you have to be able to spiritually communicate with them. You have to be able to pray together. They say a family that prays together stays together. We have to keep in mind that you got to be willing to offer blessings for the food that you take every day as a family. Offer blessings and prayers to protect your family. See, that's what we're talking about, communicating through spiritual aspects. See, and the next one is so important. It might be last in some people's eyes. It is first in others, financial well-being. See, we have to be able to verbal and nonverbal communicate our financial aspects. See, we have to be worthy enough to understand that God bless us with an amount as small as a mustard seed. We have to be appreciated because we got to communicate with God and say, thank you for sending what you sent for me. Thank you for allowing me to plant a seed of life or sow a seed of life. God, thank you. And that's communication, not only spiritually, but for the finance he have laid upon us. And that's what we have to always keep in mind. What we also have to remember that when we're communicating to our well-being, we have to keep in mind that we are in a relationship where it requires feelings. And in those feelings, you're going to do some acts that allows you to determine how essential those feelings are. So you have to, first of all, listen first. And one of the reasons you listen to understand. I have a hashtag that I use related to the show is communicate for. That's F-O-R, for understanding. You see, the four is the L is love and listening. The O is overcoming whatever challenges. The V is how valuable do you see what you're dealing with when you're communicating. And the E is everything, encouragement and empowerment. See, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about making sure you're listening first and talking second. Communication is essential to your well-being because you have to know how to effectively communicate. See, we have to be able to be willing to be open with our communication. See, as we move forth throughout life, we experience things. We learn how to communicate effectively every time we experience something because through that experience, you got to remember, through the experience, it works on our well-being, whether it's mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, or financially. Let me take a minute and talk about how essential it is that our life experience puts us in a position to be open and effective communicators. See, that's what it's all about, because as we continue to grow and go through phases in life that we experience something, we have a tendency to learn something from it. They always said that in our tribal time, the person that carries the wisdom is the person who experienced something throughout life. And in most times, it's our elderly because they have their person of wisdom. It doesn't matter how old you get. You will experience and be around somebody who has wisdom way beyond your thought process. They can be able to communicate. It is good to talk with them. It is good to find out what is communication. How is the experience I go through in life allows me to be an open and effective communicator. We have to keep in mind that our feelings are so important. So we have to be able to express ourselves. And how we do that is through communicating verbal or nonverbal. See, one of the things when we say communication is essential to our well-being is that we forget about that nonverbal communication skill. See, that's a skill some of us have mastered. See, if you won't articulate it as words coming from your mouth, body language will send the same message. So you have to be willing to express yourself, but you also got to remember that the most important and effective ideal of a communicating in a relationship is listening. You have to listen first and talk second. We want you to be a part of the call by calling in 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I can get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. And I'll let you know that you're live and you can begin to chat with Dr. Lorinda D. Smith. I want to give you the office number because I started off with it. It's 334-467-7261. If you want to call in, you have some thoughts that you want to share, or you say, I have an idea for a show. Can we talk about booking a place on WBSW Radio, the internet station? That's, again, 334-467-7261. That's the office number. Give us a call. Then also, we want you to be a part of the show. Call in. You don't have to just press one and just have to say something. You can just listen to the show. You can listen to that same call-in number, which is our chat line. That's 347-857-4192. Let's move to the types of communication in a relationship. See, it's so important that the two most identifying way of communicating is openly. Be willing to share your thoughts and share your feelings. Be willing to listen. Effective is the second one. Effective communication is doing the process of listening first, talking second, and putting the effort in to make sure the discussion is put into play, putting the work in. So you have to keep focused on being successful communicators. Because by being successful communicator, you can be healthy internally. And that's what it's all about. There are several other ways that can be identified as styles of communication. And you may not realize this, but these are some of the questions you need to be able to ask your partner, your significant other, your wife, your husband, your mate, your life partner. Are you assertive? Assertive communicator. You're going to assert to a point of view upon the individual you're trying to talk with. Not being so assertive, don't get caught up talking and not allowing anybody else to respond. Be careful about labeling yourself an assertive communicator. The second one is passive. We know people are passive. Do not take their passiveness for weakness. They may be the ones that like to think about it, would like to meditate on it before they can process it, respond in a manner. that is good and successful for a healthy relationship. There's nothing wrong with being passive. So we always have to understand that being passive is so important because it gives you an opportunity as an individual. This style avoids you expressing your feelings and opinions and needs in a way that could be detrimental to the relationship. This one is so important, passive aggressive. Some people you have to be careful and ask individuals. See, that's one of the things we don't do when we're getting acquainted with someone. I didn't say them being your associate. You and we move beyond to the point you want to be acquaintance with them. And you have to remember to ask this question. What is your style of communicating? What would be your style of communicating in this relationship? Are you a passive aggressive? Are you one of them that you take things and you hold on to it and then you feel comfortable, you come at them hard? Be very careful if you're that one. It's good to take time to meditate. It's good to think about what you're going to say. But don't come back and come so hard that you tear down whatever a successful means of communication you have because you were so aggressive. Be very careful about passive aggressive. Give a shout out to Charlie Angels. Charlie Angel, thank you so much for joining us. Charlie's Angels, thank you so much for joining us. Been a while. I appreciate you checking us out. Thank you so much, my sister. Also, those individuals in the style that's being identified as aggressive. See, you have some aggressive people. Now, that's the difference between assertive and aggressive. See, those people aggressive have a tendency to come at you full force, hard. And you don't know where they're coming from. And you thought you understood them. But when they're old saying, when they show themselves, believe what you see. Because it's not going to change. Now, people change if they want to change. Sometimes they're so aggressive, they're grinding you, like putting you in a meat grinder, and they're forcing you to grind and grind and grind to the point where you no longer want to communicate with that person. The aggressive person, you have to also be aware of. But in a relationship, to be a successful relationship, you should have this conversation. Partner, your mate, your significant other, your spouse, your life partner, what style of communication that's best for you? What do you use? Or are you assertive? Or are you passive? Or are you passive aggressive? Or are you aggressive? Which one? Have a conversation. That's the hard conversation. That's the open conversation. That's the truly, truly conversation that'll lead that relationship to go where it needs to go, called effective communication. We have to be willing to take time. Again, when you're going through your tiers of relationships, your tears when you first meet someone is an associate. This is a recap of something we discussed a while ago. When you first meet someone, they are fall in the category of associate. Those people are ones you was introduced to them, and that's as much as you need or want to know about them. But when you want to know more, you'll move to the next step, get acquainted. That's want to find out more because you want to communicate. A lot of time we meet people on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and they become a follower or they become a friend. Friends you have never met personally, but you was able to have some kind of conversation and say, I want to be acquainted with you. And you can go through the process of meeting them, because you understand all of these opportunities come about because you're taking time to focus on healthy relationship skills. And that's what we have to always do. We want you to be a part of this show by calling in. The calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. Make sure you're live so you can chat with us. Once you press 1, I'm going to identify them last 4 digits of your cell and tell you you are now live. Join in with the conversation with Dr. Roger D. Smith on the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Next topic we want to look at is, what is communication in a relationship? See, I just talked about the styles or the types. I talked about what it looks like when you're in a relationship and you're able to communicate. Let's look at what is communication. See, we can, by definition, Webster, Wikipedia, wherever you want to go find, communication is the transferring of information from one place to another. Communication is the transfer of information from one place to another. In a relationship, communication allows you to explain to someone else what's your experiences and what your needs are. That's why it's so important that you have that conversation. That conversation of open, hard conversation or open communication requires you an opportunity in a relationship, or it allows you an opportunity in a relationship to explain to the person you have interest in, what is your truly experience in relationships? Truly you need to be successful. I didn't say what you want. See, we go into a lot of relationship wanting a lot. It is not all about your wants. I said earlier in the show, I said God ordained relationships. That's why we shouldn't take it for granted when we share our most precious moments with those persons that become experiences. Just remember that. So you'll have a chance in a relationship, because you are an effective communicator, to be able to share with them exactly your feelings. You have an opportunity to share your opinion. You have an opportunity to share your needs. And all of the feelings and opportunities, I mean feelings and opinions and needs, is based on your experience. If you have been in a relationship and you picked up abusive skills and you bring those abusive skills to your next relationship because you didn't take time to heal, there's nothing wrong with sharing with that person you have an interest in, the one God has ordained to be in your life. See, your time is precious. See, the only thing we can't slow down or correct is time. I don't care how fit your body is. I don't care how beautiful you feel you are external. There's one thing we can't slow down, and that's time. Time's going to get the best of all of us. What we do when we're going through that process determines how the end will be. So you make sure you keep in mind, you focus on developing your skills to be successful, meaning your relationship skills to be successful. Communication should be at the top of the list, that skill. In your abuses or your previous relationship, if you go back and look at your experience, one of the key things you will first tell me about how that relationship is, we could not communicate. We had a problem communicating, verbal or nonverbal. So you have to always focus on bettering yourself and being an effective communicator, an open communicator, so you can share your experiences and your needs with your possibilities. Share your experience and your needs with your possibility, because that's the possibility, the relationship that you're sharing or the person you're sharing it with. It's ordained. One thing about it, God has the answer. And when he placed people in your life, it's not by chance. Every person you meet in your life was placed there for a purpose. You have to recognize that purpose. Some people turn out to be the right choice. Some of them turn out to be the wrong choice. But if you look at a percentage, 99% of those people you would encounter in life was, and if you're no longer still with them, was the wrong choice. However, that 1%, that person God has for you, he's going to be right for you, or she's going to be right for you, because he has prepared you. And that's what we have to keep in mind when we're able to better our relationship and have healthy relationship, is focus on communicating your experience and your needs. I didn't say what you want. Communicate your needs and your experience to that person. I promise you, God will open their eyes. God will open your eyes. And he opened up your heart and your soul. Important that we always remember, we connect with people not from the external part, but from the internal part, your heart and your soul. So be able to communicate your experiences and your needs to that person. And the best type of communication, as I talk, to make a relationship successful, a passive-aggressive communicator avoids conflict. Use sarcasm to deflect real communication. Now, is that you? But the most effective communication in a relationship, the type is assertive. You have to be an assertive person. The reason why it says you're able to get in touch with your emotions, know how to communicate with those individuals, your emotions effectively. See, assertive is the key to it. You can't be passive. You can't be passive aggressive. You can't be just aggressive. You have to be assertive to share that, because that means you're opening up your inner self. You're becoming vulnerability. Keep in mind, assertiveness is vulnerability. And to be happy, to be joyful, and in a healthy relationship, you have to be vulnerable to allow someone to touch your emotion. Because your inner self is your heart and your soul. That's what that emotion is set deep down in. See, we talk about spiritual. Just remember, your emotion is coming from your heart and your soul. So we have to always keep that in mind. We have to work. So the best type of communication, as I just said, in a relationship is assertive. Assert yourself. You want to be there. Be able to allow your emotions to play a part and know how to communicate your emotions effectively. If we're going to walk away today with something, let's walk away with that thought process that I need to be assertive enough. I want to be in this relationship, and I'm going to assert myself so that person can see how I am operating from my internal part. You don't have a successful relationship operating from external. Your successful relationship comes from internally. Your heart and your soul in a state of mind. We was talking about your well-being. See how communication is so important? You got to communicate your emotions. You have to be able to know how to communicate them effectively. Now we talk about those well-beings. The well-being that we talked about earlier, physical, come on, that's you. Emotional, that's your inner self. Mentally, is what frame of mind you're in, state of mind. Spiritually, trusting and believing in our Lord and Savior. Financially, are you able to put yourself in a situation when you lack assertiveness to reach out for support? You see how all these well-beings are important for your effort to be an effective communicator in a relationship. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask you to give your location, then join with the conversation. Let's discuss what problems arise in the process of expressing how we feel. See, sometimes we just don't understand that when we express ourselves, show our feelings, there's some proud. Cinco_no_Maya joining us. Thank you so much, my brother. See, sometimes problems crop up when you go through the process of expressing how you feel. But I want you to always remember, it works because it's worthy. It works because if you do this, express how you feel, it allows you to grow. It allows you to be openly emotionally. And now you can reach the point you need to in the relationship. See, even in a less intimidating relationship, expressing ourselves honestly is essential for our sense of well-being. Expressing ourselves honestly is essential for our sense of well-being. Whether you're at home with family members, in the outside world, successful communication requires some forethought. I said earlier, when you're talking about expressing yourself, you need to take the opportunity to meditate on words that's going to come out of your mouth. Think about it, because your words are powerful. Your word is your bond. Your word is indicative of you. It presents you. So think about it. Take time. Because if you don't think about it or have any forethought, you risk the ability to create confusion. You risk the ability to mess up a situation. You also risk the proverbial bull, just like in a china shop. You risk the opportunity not to succeed. We want you to always remember forethought can stiffen us, cause us to be firm, cause us to pad our words. So the extremeness won't come out of me or come out of you. That's what forethought is all about. The most important thing in processing and expressing how we feel is forethought. Just remember, don't just fly off the handle, because words that come out of your mouth is indicative of who you are and what you stand for. So be careful what you say. Careful just saying things. You call it humor, but it hurt. We'll take a recent situation seen by millions, and I want to bring this up as not to determine who was right or wrong. But at the Oscars, if you remember, words were said that caused a man to get upset and walk out in front of millions of people and strike another man. We have to remember those words we say are powerful. And think about what you're saying before you say it. And that's what we're saying in the process of expressing how we feel. Don't let the anger or the emotions drive the car. See, people got to remember, if you allow emotion to get behind the wheel, that could be road rage. Some incident could be tragic. That's why you have to allow reality. Forethought is all about reality. Thinking about what I'm doing. When emotion is driving the car, I guarantee you a reality is outside knocking on the door, and they won't let him in or let her in. And the reason why, because you are fumbling around, you are at risk of putting everybody in a bad situation. So use your forethought before you speak. It creates humiliation, confusion, truly can be life-lasting. Some people say long-lasting, but it's life-lasting, because it plants a seed, causing you to remember it as a traumatic experience, and you'll always hold on to that, and you'll trigger. And it'll trigger one day, and you'll lose it all. So make sure. But the good news that we have here today, I'm going to share it with you, is that there are many methods that can come to our rescue when we allow emotions to drive the car. One is method of meditating before we get behind the wheel of life. Just remember, you drive a car to get to a distance. You drive this body to get to another destination. So don't let emotion drive the car without having some forethought. Don't let emotion drive the car without meditating. Don't let emotion drive the car without visualization. Don't let emotion drive the car without journeying. Don't let emotion drive the car without talking to someone else. We just want you to focus on that. Just remember, forethought is important. Meditation is truly puts you in another place. Visualization is so important. Write down what you're going through is important. Allow that to Express how you feel. Don't let you snap. There's a show that comes on Discovery called Snap. Someone snap and the result is irreversible. So always remember that. We want you to be a part of the show. We want you to comment. Like I have several individuals commenting. Thank you so much, Charlie's Angel. She's commented. I appreciate you. I appreciate you as well. Blessing to you as well. What I'm stating, she said, this is hitting home. It's confirmation. We have to realize God will share with you things, and it always has to be that vision when you lie down. Sometimes it's just hearing something. And hopefully when you pass by, stroll by and see Dr. Lowe's neighborhood or Dr. Rhonda D. Smith, hopefully I shared something that would allow you to not allow emotions to drive that car, and you can become an effective communicator, because communication is essential to our well-being. Just a few more topics we want to touch on. Why is it so hard? And I'm asking this question, I want you to think about it. Why is it so hard for you to express your feelings with your partner? What is going on? Why is it so hard? It's hard because of the fear that you might have, the fear that what you may be saying may cause this relationship not to be successful. But it's better to be honest and share with your partner, with your wife, your significant other, your husband, in advance, up front, than to wait till it comes out later. It's more difficult, to solve once it comes out later. The question is, and it was, why is it so hard for me to express, or why it's so hard for you to express? I say my feelings, I say your feelings to your partner. It might be, number one, a traumatic experience that you experienced previously become visualized. And you know that experience you have, the results weren't positive. The next thing is that experience led to a breakup. Experience that you experienced visually, traumatically, may have led to infidelity. So you fear that may happen again, or may occur again, if you don't express your feelings, or even if you do express your feelings. You're afraid that that person might say, well, that's the way you are. I tell you from personal experience, I was in a relationship many moons ago, and the young lady always would say, all men cheat. Now, her experience with all the men in her previous relationship may have cheated on her. That don't mean I'm going to cheat. Another thing said, all men lie. A lot of people lie, whether it's a man or a woman. But I always say, the person you have been in a relationship probably lied to you, was not honest. We're talking about communicating is expressing ourselves honestly. Expressing ourselves honestly. So if you have attitude, the person you're with was the wrong person, and the person I was with was the wrong person. Because if you come with a preconceived notion that I'm going to do that, and you don't even know me, or you're not given a chance to get to know me, it's going to be hard for me to express my feelings to you, because I already know I'm at risk. Because the mislabel is already out there. See, the mislabel that we fear tends to put you in a position where you're not able to express things with words. As an inability to access emotion, full stop. That's what it puts you at. It puts you where you have a tendency not to express things with words. As an inability to access emotions, full stop. So you got to remember, when you deal with these certain experiences, challenges in your life and your relationship, but I want you to know, the next thing we're going to talk about is why it's important to express your feelings in your relationship. We're talking about it's hard, especially when you're dealing with people with preconceived notions. They have encountered bad experience and they hold everybody. And the reason, one other thing I want to say about those individuals, they haven't healed yet. See, if you've been through the healing process, you'll be able to hear what that person have to say. You'll be able to trust that person and let them express themselves honestly. You'll be able to understand that what happened then has nothing to do with them. So look at how important it is to express your feelings in a relationship. See, it's important to talk about your feelings allows you to be self-aware. See, when you share, when I'm able to talk about, feel calm enough to talk about my feelings, I'm self-aware about who I am, what makes me tick. It helps me evolve into a better partner. But it also allows me to be a better person. See, that's how talking about our feelings allows us to do. Well, if we have someone that's threatening that opportunity, we're going to roll back in our shell, and we're not going to be able to do it. But I'm telling you, a saying about when people show themselves, believe what you see. If you're in a relationship or you thinking about getting in a relationship and that person won't allow you to express your feeling because they already got preconceived notions about what you should be or what type of person they have encountered is not perceived. They encountered that experience and they know that a new experience could be better or different. They hadn't healed yet. When they show themselves, run as fast as you can. Don't let nobody convince you to stay there because there are going to be some challenges coming up. We still want you to be a part of the show. We have about 7 minutes. The calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line. You can chat with Dr. Lorenzo B. Smith. And truly, we're having an awesome time about relationship communication is essential to the well-being. Here are some issues that could arise in a relationship, and these are 7 common relationship challenges. One is infidelity. It's increasingly becoming one of the most common relationship challenges in romantic relationship. Number 2, intimacy. The word intimacy has taken a sexual connotation. Intimacy is not all about sex. Conflict. These are challenges. You have to be able to be a resolver of conflict in a relationship. Don't be looking for the problem. Work on the solution. Communication. Challenge because effective communication is so important. Sexual problems come where we're making sex the most important thing, and treating sexual as intimacy. And intimacy comes in many other ways. Holding your hand is a sense and a sign of intimacy. That's the only one I want to leave with you and let you think about. Substance abuse, a person react and try to solve their problems and by drinking or doing drugs, whether illicit, and become part of the substance abuse community, you need to address divorce and breaking up. Those two are so important. They become challenges because we have over 67% individuals, well, I'm going to say 60%, that our numbers are divorcees. A lot of individuals out there. But another thing I want to say with the divorce and breakup, that means that was the wrong person for you, placed beside that. And you will always understand exactly what's for you and what's coming up for you. So just make sure you keep that in mind, and we can move forward with your success. The next thing we want to focus on is being able to discuss what do you think of the four kinds of relationship communication skills, and those four are known to you. And you may not be aware that's criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling. And all couples are likely to engage in these communication styles at some point. Again, criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling. Those are the four. And last but not least, before we have to close out in 2 minutes, we want to share some tips and for better communication in a relationship. Process your feelings first. That's number one. Think about timing is when you want to start sharing and talking. Start with I statements and feeling. I focus on being both being heard and listened to. Make compromise. It's all important to a successful relationship. And resolutions should be your goal. Set clear boundaries. Leave notes for yourself. I mean, you got to go back and address something. And once you write it down, you know, you begin to journal what you're doing. Regular check-in with your significant other, with your spouse. Those are some good examples and tips for better communication in a relationship. And as we close out, the last thing I want you to focus on, and I'm going to give you the C's that are so important to a healthy relationship. First, we know effective communication, the C, communication. Consistency, compromise, compassion, connection. Those are key to an effective, healthy, successful relationship. It's been awesome sharing those thoughts with you today. God has blessed us one more time. We give a shout out to Zanman.com. But.509-5110 Cinco_no_Maya. A shout out to Charlie's Angel. Thank you so much, Charlie's Angel. Brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Marvin Smith out of Georgiana, Alabama. Shanita Arrington Mitchell. I want to give a shout out to her. Alexander, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Give a shout out to my brother, Gomar. And Jacqueline David out of McKenzie, Alabama. Thank you so much. It's been awesome sharing these thoughts with you. But you can check out the on-demand episode, the playback of it. Just go to Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And we look forward to hearing from you. We look forward to seeing you again. Thank you for taking this opportunity. Hashtag be responsible. Take care of yourself and your family. This show is all about our neighborhood. is all about block by block. We talk about issues in our community. Our communication is essential to our well-being in our neighborhoods, in our homes, in our communities. So just make sure we truly, truly willing to do what we need to do. My computer decided want to go down, but that's all right. It's awesome. God has been so good. He's blessed us one more time. So you have an awesome rest of the evening. We'll get back with you on Tuesday or next week, Tuesday and Thursday shows. We're going to make it do what it do. Have an awesome rest of the day and a weekend. Thank you for joining us. Hashtag responsible, hashtag mindset, hashtag communicate forward. Number four, understanding, keep on grinding. Truly, truly, I want to let you know I love you all. It's from my heart. And always remember that. It'll never go away. And as we close out, God has blessed us one more time. One more time to be in his presence on Thrilling Thursday, a Throwback Thursday. Have an awesome rest of the evening and the rest of the weekend. And as I always close my shows out, I love you, and I'm thankful you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening.